Right, Shirley Road. The Gemara tells us explicitly in our sugya that both the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of lulav require a shechiyanu. The Gemara quotes a braisa that describes the recitation of the shechiyanu, strangely enough, not on Yom Tov itself. Mishnah says, "Aisa sukkah, mevarach shechiyanu. Aisa lulav, mevarach shechiyanu." So that doesn't sound familiar to us. Most of us don't do that. So what's going on? The Gemara tells us at the end of Masechet Sukkah, Rav Ashi saw his Rebbe, when Rav Ashi's Rebbe was Rav Kahana. So he saw Rav Kahana, who used to say to Shechiyanu, not when he built the sukkah, used to say to Shechiyanu, Allah Kaisho Yayin, the time of Kiddush, when he would make Kiddush in the first night of sukkahs. So he would be Yaitzid, he would say Shechiyanu, and that would be his Shechiyanu on the Yasiyas HaSukkah. Ad Kan Devi Agamar. A very strange thing. The Braisa presents it one way, and the Amoraim said, yeah, it's okay, if you want to do it a different way, you can do it another way. So it almost sounds like Gemara is concluding that it's either or. That you want to make a bracha shechiyanu when you build the sukkah gezuntahei, you're not mechuyev to. You want to make the shechiyanu b'shas hamitzvah itself, when you sit down the sukkah, matayv. So come to Rishonim and say, chua din hami, begabi lulav. Although the braisa describes the recitation of the shechiyanu b'shas asiyas alulav, what does that mean, asiyas alulav? When you do edit of the lulav mistama, when you tie it together, whether the tying of the three out of the four minim is ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you don't tie the lulav hadassah and ravas together, you're not yaitziv midiyevet. And the chum says it's not true. We pass like the chum. It's a mitzvah, mishum hid the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev midiyevet. But everyone agrees that lamaisi is supposed to be tied to lulav. So that's what mustamur means, a siyas alulav. So the Gemara says that you should say shechiyanu b'shas a siyas alulav. So comes the Rambam and says that if you don't want it, it's okay. Rabbi Shem says you don't want it, it's okay. You can make shechiyanu b'shas tatilas alulav also, instead of a siyas alulav. The same way that Rav Kahana was perfectly okay with, in a sense, contradicting what it said in the Braisa. He didn't feel it was a contradiction. The Braisa is giving an option, and there's an equally valid option of saying it b'shas kima mitzvah. So the same that appears in the Gemara in Sukkah vis-a-vis Sukkah, you can change from the format of the Braisa. So too, you can change from the format of the Braisa vis-a-vis the lulav as well. So the Rishonim write that that has become our custom. Pretty much, I think the universal custom today is people don't recite Shechiyanu b'shas asiyas ha-sukkah. They don't recite Shechiyanu b'shas eged al-lulav. Everybody pushes it off, like what Kahana used to do to the shas yeshivas ha-sukkah, the extrapolation to shas yeshivas ha-lulav. Why did this grandiose change happen? Like, what happened? Why don't we do like they used to do in the olden days? So the Mordechai suggests that maybe the change was not so much halachic to nature, it was more of the cultural nature, namely that apparently in the olden days people had more private sukkahs. We know this already. The Ramah already describes this phenomenon. The Ramah writes that one of the reasons why people are not so careful to sleep in the sukkah anymore is because people don't have private sukkahs anymore. In the olden days, people lived in these farms. They lived out miles away from everybody else. So you had your own sukkah. Now the Ramah writes we're living in little cramped up cities. Anyone been in Krakow? Where the Ramah lived? The house was Krakow. It was 2 blocks, the whole thing. The whole Jewish community was 2 blocks. So the Ramah says we're crowded, we're living on top of each other. Nobody has room to build their own sukkahs. So having 20 people living in the same sukkah, so there are Muslims that can have 20 married couples living in the same sukkah, that's a breach of tzedius. So you see that things change a little bit over the years in terms of people's way they fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. In the olden days, people have private sukkahs and they have communal sukkahs. So now things have changed again. It depends where you live. If you live in the city, you live in Manhattan, so you have communal sukkahs. If you live in Teaneck, so you have private sukkahs. I grew up with a communal sukkah. I grew up in Riverdale. We had one sukkah for 20 families in the parking lot of our apartment building. So things change, come and go. So the Mordechai writes that apparently what happened was that in the old days, so everybody built their own sukkah. So if you build your own sukkah, so you make shechiyanu b'shas asiyas ha-sukkah. But if you're going to have a communal sukkah, 100 families are living together, so then how many people are going to need to put up a sukkah? 2 people, 3 people, 5 people. Well, most of the people aren't even building their own sukkah. So when are they going to say shechiyanu? So they're going to say shechiyanu b'shas kiddush. Because if you didn't build your sukkah, then you can't say it. There is no asiyas ha-sukkah for you. So it's going to be very modern. You're going to have 100 families sitting down and making Kiddush together. Some families are not making Shechiyanu. Some are making Shechiyanu. Some make Shechiyanu b'shas asiyah. The people who are too old and couldn't help build. The people who are lazy didn't sign up to build the sukkah. They're going to make it by themselves later. The whole thing looks a little funny. So it's the more. It's not my description of the development of Halacha. The Mordechai stayed in Rishonim. But that's what happened. So once so many people are not building their own sukkahs, that became the practice. And then who are the Nam when it comes to lulav? In the olden days, lulav was very easy. How do you fill lulav? You go to your backyard and you yank off a lulav off your palm tree, and you go to your backyard, you pull an esrog off your tree, and you take off your aluminum. Now, we live in cities. None of us have. We don't have a lulav esrogim. We have to go to the merchants. You have to go to buy lulav esrogim. So you have to go buy them. So you're going to buy them pre-made. You're too lazy to tie it yourself. So you can the esrog deal is going to tie you a lulav esrog. So most people aren't even doing this. Yes, a lulav bezman hazeh. Like most people, you go to the Judaica bookstore to go buy a lulav esrog. It's ready made for them. They don't want to pashka and make it themselves. Now you pay for the extra funny looking one that until 3 years ago no one ever heard of those big things. We used to grow up with the little ones. So come the Rishonim and say that since a lot of people are not doing Asiyas Elulav anymore, it's going to be Monday. Half the people in Shul are going to say Shechar, half are not going to say Stev. The minute became, we'll all switch. The whole en masse, Klai Yisrael switched to putting the bracha b'shas ha-mitzvah, not b'shas Asiyah. It's okay. There's nothing, it's not even b'diavad. The Gemara says Rav Ashi Sofka, how to do it. So it sounds to the Gemara that either way is okay. So the Rishonim just explaining culturally why it happened. Mayhai Manishtanu, in the olden days, the Braisa presents it as the more normative way of doing it was B'shas HaSiyah, and the Zman HaZeh, that's which. So the Maisa, either way you do, one would be it. So the way we do it today is we do B'shas HaMitzvah.
The Brach B'Shach Yanu is on the building of the Sukkah or on the sitting of the Sukkah?
It's on the Mitzvah Sukkah.
So that applies to both parts of that.
So you want to know the fact that the Gemara has the possibility of making a Bracha B'shas HaSiyah Sukkah. Does that indicate something about the machlokes and Rishonim where the building of the sukkah is a mitzvah? So you can do them a first one. The famous sheet is a shiltis that the Netziv discovered. That most of the shiltis is the Netziv discovered. So the Netziv discovered the shiltis that says that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah, not just to sit in the sukkah. It sounds a little bit from the psukim because there are two parshas of sukkah in the Torah. One is in parshas Re'eh and one is in parshas Emor. So in parshas Emor it says besukkah teshuv shivas yamim. In parshas Re'eh it says chak besukkah tasa lecha shivas yamim. So tasa l'cha doesn't mean you should observe the Yom Tov. The Gemara says tasa means tasa l'cha, but also the Gemara says adinim, that the word tasa refers to the asiyas ha-sukkah. So the Neshilta says, you're mechuyav min ha-tarev, chav is tasa l'cha, you have to build yourself a sukkah. So there's a mitzvah of asiyas ha-sukkah, there's a mitzvah of yeshiva ha-sukkah. So that's a big question. There's a Rashi and Makkos that half the Echmerim thought agreed with the Shiltas, the other half thought disagreed with the Shiltas, but they read a Rashi and Makkos. So Jeremy wants to know, the fact that you make a bracha of Shechianu b'shas Asiyas HaSukkah, does that make sense if Asiyas HaSukkah is just a hechsher b'yalma? It's not even really a mitzvah, so what are you making a bracha on it for? So if that's true, then you would have to go out on a limb and say that that same is true for the Tils Lulav, that the Eged Lulav is also a mitzvah. That's really a little bit more difficult to explain. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Eged is ma'akev, that would be true. But according to Chacham, who said that Eged is not even ma'akev, it's just the Atzid mitzvah, it's really insignificant, and you don't even need it. So then it's kind of hard to justify to say that you could always say Shechianu on something that's a real, real mitzvah. So Kach, you have to say that Shechianu can be said and anything that's related to the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the mitzvah proper. It could be a Hechsher mitzvah. You could also say Shechianu.
So you
could
say Shechianu
on
all Hechsher mitzvahs?
How many Hechsher mitzvahs do we have? How many
mitzvahs? Of a bris, if you're asking that Shechianu gets a Shechianu.
What, mean when the male's driving to the bris, say Shechianu? I don't know.
Well, everybody needs the knife sharp enough.
Yeah. There's a Netziv. The Netziv talks about it in this piece. He has a famous piece where he differentiates between Hechshavitz, Aksum, Batayra, versus Hechshavitz, Shehenim, Aksum, Batayra. The Netziv claims that the din of mitzvah by Yosef and Bishlucho applies to some Hechshavitzes and doesn't apply to others. Let's say when it comes to building a sukkah, the Chachilu should build your own sukkah. The Chachilu should make your own tzitzis, because it says Tasa. Mashenkin, there's no mitzvah of Chachilu to make your own shofar. There's no such thing. No such mitzvah. Because it doesn't say in the Torah, the Torah doesn't speak about making a shofar. The Torah picks up with Yom Trail, there's a shofar already there. When it comes to sukkah, the Torah says Chak Kesukah Tasa, which means Asiyas HaSukkah. When it comes to Sitzitz, it says Gdil Tasa Lecha, which means Asiyas HaTzitzitz. So that's a famous word for the Tziv. The Tziv picks up in the Rishalmi. There's a Rishalmi that says that you make Berchus HaMitzvahs on a Hechsher Mitzvah also. Famous Rishalmi. The Gemara in Sukkah disagrees. The Gemara Menachas and Yisupah raises that possibility, rejects it, and says you only make a bracha on which is Gemar Asiyasa, and you don't make a bracha when you make your tzitzis. You don't make a bracha when you build your sukkah. But the Yishalmi says you do. Yishalmi says that Yishalmi says it's one who lived in the sukkah, whatever the sukkah bracha is. So the Netziv said, but the Yishalmi say you make a bracha when you make a shofar also. So the Netziv says he doesn't think so. He thinks that if you look in the Yishalmi, the only time we find that you make a bracha are running in those mitzvahs that are Hashem mitzvah k'suvim b'Torah, things that are real, that are written in the Chumash itself.
Does anybody say that it's a chiyuv to make it as opposed to a kiyum?
It's a mitzvah. It means if you didn't do it, so you blew the mitzvah. I mean, you want to know, is it a bitul mitzvah? Is it the same? If a guy didn't build his own sukkah, is it as bad as not eating in the sukkah? According to the shilders, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's hard to believe it's a bitul mitzvah. I don't know. Anyway, back to the story. So you can take a look at the very end of the tzev. After the shilders is over, after he finishes, and he goes to say their parashias. So after this, I said, Brachi has a few pieces about Chodesh Tishrei, about the Yom Tov, because that's when you're laying that part of the Torah. So the Netziv has the very, very end of Chodesh Gimel Neshiltus. He has this whole piece with his mitzvah to build the silver coins. Anyway, going back to this story. So Lamaisa, either way is good. Either Bishas Asiya or Bishas Mitzvah. What about in the middle? What if, let's say, I build a sukkah 3 days before sukkahs, and I want to say Shechianu Erev Sukkot in the morning. I want to make a video, I want to make a whole send, put it on my family WhatsApp, make a nice, like a Neres Hanukkah, Everyone always sees everyone lighting Neres Hanukkah together, it's such a family thing. Sukkot, you never get a good picture of the sukkah, because it's always on Yontif. You never get a good Seder, so you got to make a mock Seder on Erev Yontif, to make it look good. I remember when, I told over the story last year, that when they made the Seder CDs, those CDs they made in life, so they wanted to put on the cover a picture of the Sobolovsky family Seder. So they wanted us to all get dressed up. At the time, I don't even think I was born yet. I think it was just totally miracle. They wanted us to all get dressed up on a Tuesday afternoon. I should put on my kittel. The house was hummus. They're going to put down a tablecloth, put down a Seder plate, put down a matzah, put down bottles of wine, put down a haggadah. We should start singing Kaddish Ruchas Kabbis Yachatz. And they'll video us. And they're going to put a picture on the CD. So I thought that was a joke. It was a late sonus. So it was masked. Let them take a picture of the Seder plate. Not my Seder plate, a Seder plate, but a box of matzahs. And that was the picture. And that was ridiculous. My wife and I, my kids, are off to be the Dera, seeing Mary Yachava, 2 years old, sitting around asking Manashtana. So we mixed that idea. So on Sukkot, a guy wants the video and sent to his grandparents. They want to see how he makes a shechianu on the sukkah. He can't make a leishim of sukkah. It's not yantav yet. He'll make a shechianu. So is that okay? So that's a funny shayla. Because on the one hand, it's not a siyasa sukkah, and it's not yeshiva basukkah, but it's somewhere in the middle. So when Chazal say that you can make a brach on a siyasa sukkah, it's really a chiddush. If you would have asked me, I would have said, you make a brach b'shas ha-mitzvah, b'shas yeshiva basukkah. So Chazal v'chadish, that you can even make it b'shas a siyasa sukkah. So does that mean it has to be either or? It's almost like the netzim. It's got to be some kind of a mitzvah. You're doing something. What does that mean? No. From the minute that the sukkah is built until the last minute that the sukkah is being used, you can make a shechion. Some you can make a shechion. Let's say a guy leaves a sukkah up to Chanukah. You can make a shechion on Chanukah for the sukkah mitzvah. But mistama, if you want to make it before sukkah starts, that's logar from Shas Asiya. So that was a big, big machlekes rishonim. How did the machlekes rishonim play out l'maisa? Whoever does such a silly thing was making shechions in the middle of the days between Yom Kippur and sukkahs. So this machlekes rishonim affects two issues. One in sukkah, one in lulav. So the machlekes started in Hilchos Lulav, but the Rosh quotes the following shayla. We know that when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, it's the Yom Sheni of Shavuos. So Yom Sheni of Shavuos, there's no mitzvah in Shavuos. So the Zman, the Shechianu of Shavuos, is clearly just a Yom Tov Shechianu, no question about it. So there's no question that we're going to make Shechianu on the first night, Sunday night. We're going to make it again in Chutz Laaretz, unless maybe Ban HaMikdash. We're going to make it again on Monday night as well. What are we going to make it on Monday night for? We know that Sunday. We know that Monday was the real Yom Tov. So the Torah says, well, so why are you making Kiddush Monday night? Why are you davening Musaf on Tuesday? So the answer is, the Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel says that based on the regular rules of Safek Brachas, we never should be doing any of this stuff. It's one thing to refrain from Malacha, it's another thing to make Brachas. To daven Tefillas, who gave you a right to make Brachas of Mamash, Brachas of Atala? So the Gemara says, Leis Brei, Rechazal had no choice, Bishim Zilzul Yom Tov Sheni. Chazal realized that if we don't institute Brachas, so people aren't going to take this thing seriously. And if we tell people, just don't do malacha, but don't daven musaf, so they're going to realize that the whole thing is a big joke, and no one's going to end up keeping Yom Tov Sheni anyway. I remember Rabbi Willig has commented on many occasions that you see how true Chazal understood human psychology, that when you tell a person to do a mitzvah without a bracha, so they don't take the mitzvah so seriously. And it leads to a zilzul. So we mentioned yesterday, of all the Yom Tov Shenis that we have, there's only one that we never had to be misachim without a bracha. That was Hashanah Rabbah. Because of the stira to Shmini Atzeres, so we spoke about yesterday. Did we talk about this? Yesterday, right? No? Was that 2 days ago? What was it?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. like a Yom Arichtei. So Chazal had their hands tied. They would have loved to make a Leishim B'Sukkah Shmeisah, but they couldn't. So Nevach, they had to be Misake in Meisi B'Sirim Bruchel Mevachinen. So people in Meisi don't make a Bruch on Shmeisah Teres. What happened? It became a joke. Came as a So Chazal understood. So if they wouldn't have made brachas, but a second Seder would have been a big joke also. Anyway, good. So back to the story. So we have to make all the brachas of Yom Tov Sheni, including Shechianu. So we get up with a straight face and we say Shechianu the first night, and then we make Nachabol Shechianu the second night. Oh, so that's the L'chor mistaken minug. That's the minug tos. You become the minug tos. What's the minug tos? Some say it's minug tos. So the Rishonim have a machlokes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah about the Yontif, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Both mitam Tkiyah Shofar and mitam Kiddush, should you say Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Why not? We say Shechianu on the second night of Pesach. No one ever questioned making Shechianu on the second night of Shavuos. So Ma'ayhan Manishtana Rosh Hashanah. So some Rishonim say as follows. Some Rishonim say, there's a quirk of Rosh Hashanah because the Gemara says in the Gidim Maseches Beitza that unlike Sveka Diyayim of Chutzlar, it's a regular Yom Tov Shesh Golius, Rosh Hashanah was formulated differently. Rosh Hashanah was instituted as what we call a Kedusha Achas. It wasn't B'teres Sofek. The second day Kedusha Rosh Hashanah is B'teres Va'ada, not B'teres Sofek. What does that mean? So Gemara explains that, why do we have a second day Rosh Hashanah? The second day Rosh Hashanah is not just because we don't know what day it is. That's also a problem in Chutzlar. That's not really the problem. The real source of Yom Tov Shesh Rosh Hashanah is much different. And that's why ultimately it applies even in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it all goes back to the following. It all goes back to, in the olden days, when there used to be Mekadesh Shapir Iya, so it was a very, very funny thing. It was a mundane situation. It was Chavtes Elul, and it's about to be something tonight. We're not sure. My mom's not sure what tonight's going to be. If the Eidim, and the Eidim aren't coming tonight. The Eidim aren't coming until tomorrow. Vezin, even if the Eidim show up, they can't be Mekabal day, they can't be Mekadosh Nechesh till the daytime. Ki chayik niso mishpah laki yagm, it's a din mishpah, it's a din of din, you can't have a din balayel. It's a mundane, mundane thing. It's the 29th day of Elul, and we think it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, we hope it's going to be Rosh Hashanah tonight, we're not really sure. We come to Shul tonight, I guess we daven Ayrev, the rabbi gives us some fire and brimstone drasha for Rosh Hashanah. You say Melech HaKadosh, you come home, you make Kiddush, because you're banking on being Rosh Hashanah. You're not doing malacha, obviously. You're eating your apple dipped in honey. You're singing, make a bracha loud and clear, Shana Tov, Masuka, have a happy new year. Everyone's old, hunky, everything's great. You get up early in the morning, you daven your heart out with Yetzirus, with Maislach, with Kiyutim, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You hear Shofar, you hear your Priska comes. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And between you and me, we still don't know what's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's hinging, it's all hinging on what? On the Eidim coming. It's an unbelievable thing. It's the only yontif that the Torah gives us b'nei Torah. We're used to that idea because we live in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, we already know everything's the rice of the first day. But in Chutz Laaretz, they already were used to that concept. All the yom tovim with lo b'shtichel tulim v'omdim. But the only yontif that's totally v'omid that you don't really know what's going on is Rosh Hashanah. It's the only you pashas don't know what's happening. By the time Yom Kippur rolls around, by the time Sukkot rolls around, you already know the Yom Kadosh to Chaydish. But Rosh Hashanah, even if you're in Yerushalayim, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you still don't know whether it's actually Rosh Hashanah or not. So it's an unbelievable suffix. Is it coincidental that the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the ultimate day of Talif Oimid, it's the ultimate day of Sfikis, means your whole life is a suffix. Even if there's Shayyamid, you don't even know whether it's Yom Tov today. Your mom is totally in the dark on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to play the game of Yontif, 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 Yontif. Now we hope and pray what's going to happen is that the Eidim are going to show up 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll realize that it's Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hashem. So we're done. And then tomorrow is Beis Tishrei. It's a regular weekday. We're going to go to work tomorrow. It's a regular one day. That's isn't that what the Torah says? Yom Tov Yalochem. It's one day. V'chadosh Hashvi b'yachad l'chodesh. Yesh Rav Shabbos mi'zimun to make a kodesh. So you see, do we supposed to do it? That's it. The Eidim came and shown Gemarnu. But what if the Eidim don't come? Now what? What if you know the Eidim aren't going to come anymore? How do we know the Eidim aren't going to come anymore? Because the Tanoi made it takana way, way back. Bezman HaMikdash, they made it takana that if the carbon of the Tamid Shaben HaBayim was already brought and the Eidim didn't show up yet, we're not going to accept them anymore. Even if they come 5 o'clock, we're not going to accept them. And the din b'kiddush HaChidush is, if the Beis Din doesn't accept them, so then it doesn't register. So they're just thrown out, they're just discarded. So the Tanoi made it takana, bizman hamikdash. Once the Korban Tamar Shebein Avayim is brought, it's too late, and we'll throw the Edom out. Even if they show up, we won't accept them. We'll close the clothes, come back tomorrow. Why? What was so? Why did they make such a funny takana for? Because because by the Korban Tamar Shebein Avayim, you have to decide which shira to sing. Are you going to sing the weekday song, or are you going to sing the Rosh Hashanah song? In the morning, you don't even know when it's Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to sing the weekday song. By the afternoon, 9 out of 10 times, he already came. So Chazal will miss out again that by Mincha, you should sing the Yom Tov song. But the Yom haven't showed up yet. So one time, Amal, what happened is that they sang the weekday song because they thought the Yom weren't coming. Then the Yom showed up 10 minutes later. So it was this Kalkul of Yom Bashir. It was such a mix-up, such a tumult in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishonim have no idea what the tumult was exactly. What was the big deal? First of all, Shir is the Malachim, it's the Korban anyway. So they said the wrong Pekatil. Could you imagine? Well, we should imagine the rabbi, instead of saying Shemalos, he said Lamanatech. See, the wrong Pekatil. So the world's going to come to an end. So the Gemara says, because of that, they decided we're not accepting the Edom anymore. From here on in, we're not accepting the Edom anymore after Mincha. So we do not understand B'chlal what the problem was. Why the Shira such a... What's going on with the Shira? And Tosafos says, if you'd have asked us, we would have said there's a much more profound problem. What's the much more profound problem? You're hanging to be the Korban Musaf now. Once you bring the Korban Mincha, the Chor, you can't bring a Korban Musaf. It's an Issa HaShlomi, and I'll have to bring Korbanos after the Korban Mincha. So Tosafos solved that problem in the Rambam. Didn't solve the problem. We'll be showing you the whole Sugi Shlema in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the bottom line is that what will happen is as follows. You will sometimes reach a time on Rosh Hashanah when you're going to have to make the call and say, the Ump's got to go out there, it's raining, and what does he have to do? Well, is this what he still does? He waves his hands? Is that the official sign that the game's over? Okay, sure. So he's going to wave, it's over. Game called, Rosh Hashanah called on account of Adam not showing up, it's too late, finished. Today is not Rosh Hashanah. So when is Rosh Hashanah going to be? Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, like any other Chodesh. Any other Chodesh, if the Adam don't show up on day 30, so then we don't need them to come and take their... It's not going to be Rosh Hashanah on day 37. It's either 29 days or 30 days. You can't have different than 29 or 30. Those are the only options for months in Halacha. So we know tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So what the correct thing to do at that point would be as follows. You should send out an alert. How's anyone going to see the alert? Well, the phones are off because they think it's Rosh Hashanah. Oh, the people are keeping here for Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So the people whose phones are still on. So you'll send out... I remember, never, Mr. Alto will remember this. I remember when I was a little boy, so I was 8 years old, on Yom Kippur, 1973. So I remember I was in shul, sitting next to my father. And all of a sudden, there was a lot of buzz in shul. What was the buzz? War had just broken out in Eretz Yisrael. The Yom Kippur war just broke out. You know, it broke out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eretz Yisrael time, so by the time, you know, people found out about it, it was ready. It was late in the morning. I remember they're finishing Shachar, some Musaf, whatever they were up to. And all of a sudden, I remember the Gabbai's walking up and down the Gabbai became the source of all information, like everything else. So he's telling everybody, this war, this fight, and all that. So how do we know? How do you know? But there it is on Yom Kippur. Like in the old days, a lot of people come to shul who never came to shul. The rest of they just watching on TV. They would just come home from watching on the news, hearing on the radio, and then would come and report it. By the time they rolled into show, they had all the info. I remember the guy. There was a guy sat right next to my father in shul. He was b'chol not from. I remember him. He was a very nice guy, but we never saw him all year. And he comes, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He came in. And he's telling my father the whole story. What's going on in the Suez Canal? The whole story. So to over here. So someone will figure out, they'll send the kokari and tell everybody that Rosh Hashanah is not happening today. It's over. And everyone should go back to work. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Go back to work and go finish up, because guess what? Tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. That's what should happen. That's the Dibin HaTorah. That is the Dibin HaTorah. If it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Avi Bushofer this morning. Okay, it's good practice. Avi Tavim Musaf. Okay, so the Chazak got some good practice. Avi had apples this night. We had honey. Those I need it again today. That's the Dibin HaTorah. Chazal didn't like that. Why not? What do you think is wrong with that model? Dibin HaTorah, that's the Din. No question about it, that's the Din Torah. What?
It's
gut wrenching. It's going to lead to a terrible zuzel. Because next year, what's going to happen? Next year, it's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning, and the guy is going to have to decide, is it Rosh Hashanah or not? So the rabbi's telling him, yeah, it's Rosh Hashanah now, it's Rosh Hashanah, come to shul. funny, Rabbi, we heard this last year. Right? Come on, it's not really Rosh Hashanah. You all know the Eidim are not going to come today. Come on, that's the same mess that happened last year. I'm going to work today. I'll be back later for Mincha. And what will happen this year? Well, the Eidim will come this year. The guy's Chamakos, right? So that's a big problem. So the Epa Chazal realized that once we told everybody it's Rosh Hashanah, you can't go back on that. So the Gemara says, "Nogin osa yom kodesh lo mocha kodesh." So Chazal made a takonis hachamim that the first day you have to finish off the kedushas hayom, the chol taikif, with the rabbanan, you're not allowed to do malacha. Why? Because we have to institute it that way. Otherwise, it'll lead to an unbelievable zilzal down the line. So Chazal was misakein that the first day is kadosh with the rabbanan. When's the day deraisa? The second day. That's not sveki diyoyim. It's not sveki diyoyim, it's the other way around. Most probably the first day is the real day, and the second day is the fake day. But Chazal already instituted this concept of a two-day Rosh Hashanah. A two-day Rosh Hashanah exists, not that there's suffik. By 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the Eidim didn't come. We know they're not coming, because even if they come, we're not going to accept them. And we're telling people to refrain from Halacha, not that there's suffik, but there's vaday. So Gemara says, wait a second. That's very different from the model of Yontif Shem Shagolius. Yontif Shem Shagolius was only B'tar Sofik. I mean, today, it's a joke, because today it's really Vada, it's really Vada, not Yontif, but we do whatever we did in the old days. So that's the Gemara in the very beginning of Masechet Beitzah, which draws this distinction between that the Niyug of 2 days of Kedushas Hayoyim is radically different. In Chutzlar, Pesach and Chutzlar, it's radically different than the Takon of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was B'tar Vada, and Sveik of the Yoyim was B'tar Sofik.
Right.
So now everything switched, because now we don't have Eidim anymore. So the whole thing is a luach. So we know we keep the first day as the kedusha deraisa, and now the second day becomes the kedusha derabanan. It's a very, very strange thing. Right? It's
even
a
kind of puzzle. Like if the Eidim came on the first day would be kedusha.
Right. That's right.
The dafka would push off.
No. If the Eidim came on time, they said not all the time was there 2 days in Rosh Hashanah. The days of Chazal almost very rarely were 2 days. That's what the Gemara says, Lamatsidu Elam Ubar Elam Yos Ezra Eilach. So every couple hundred years there was a 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But it existed in theory on the books, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So since there existed this model, this possibility of a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, B'Kiddushach, B'Taras Vaday, so when Chazal formulated the idea of observing 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they changed the model from Yantav Sheni. It's a strange Gemara. It's the whole Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Beit. It's a very, very strange idea. So my nafkamina, so one kiddush, two kiddush, what's the difference? The Gemara says, chapsa big nafkamina. The Gemara says, the nafkamina is, it's not even a sugi, this is, so we're not going to share tomorrow, we're going to finish Shechiyon, okay, we have to pick up Shechiyon again next week again. Anyway, back to the story. So Gemara beginning of Beitza says, chapsa nafkamina like this. Let's say you have 2 day Shavuos, right? So a Beitza, a chicken gives birth, right? A hen gives birth. An egg is laid on Monday. It's a beit shnol to be yontif. You're not allowed to eat it. I want to eat it on Tuesday. Can you eat it on Tuesday? Beit shnol to zeh. The Gemara says muteres bezeh. Why? The one of shoch. The Gemara says if the first day is yontif, it's a beit shnol to be yontif. So Tuesday is ready, but it's not yontif. If Monday was a joke, it wasn't really yontif. So it was a beit shnol to mer of yontif. It can't be both. Sveika diyoma as such is kishmon kenyu. It's a sveika diyoma. So therefore, Mamon of Shach, a Beit Hashanah of Bezeh is going to be Muteres Bezeh. But if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, a Beit Hashanah of Bezeh is also a Bezeh. Why? Because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was never Muteres Safeg. It was Muteres Vaday. Muteres Vaday, Chazal, Keveya, what's called Kedusha Achas. Chazal made up that we're treating it as a Yom HaRichta. It's 1 48-hour Kedusha. Volume of Sheini, they're 2 separate 24-hour Kedushas, which have nothing to do with each other. Each one is a Safeg in and of itself. So therefore, the Mamon Shach, the Beit Hashanah Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. But for Shoshana, that's not the model. For Shoshana, it's Muteres Vad, it's Kedusha Achas, it's Yom HaRichta, and therefore the Beit Hashanah Bezeh is a Sur Bezeh. So somebody showed him and said, oh, wait a second, it's Yom HaRichta? If it's Yom HaRichta, how can you say 2 Shechianos on it? You said Shechianu already. You made Shechianu on the first night, we can make it on the second night. That's like making a second Shechianu on the same day, it's Yom HaRichta. What did Shem said? It's Yom HaRichta Lagabi Muktzah. It's not Yom HaRichta Lagabi Tefillah. I davened Shachris yesterday, so I don't daven Shachris today. I heard Shofar yesterday, I don't have to hear Shofar today. I made Kiddush last night, I don't make Kiddush tonight. That's not true. The takona of Yemer Richter Kedusha Achas was only vis-a-vis Yisur, Megabi Mukta, Neilas, that kind of stuff. But Ruchas Tefillah, it's each day for itself. So of course you have to make Shechiyanu the second night, the same way as any other Yantav Sheni you make Shechiyanu. So this was the Machlekes Rishonim. So the Maharam Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh, Maharam Rutenberg writes that even though the Ikra didn't be Paskin, that you do make Shechiyanu on the second night, but since there was some Yishonim who questioned it, therefore that the proper thing to do is to try to have a prichadash or a new baggage or something that will cover you on Shechiyanu Memanim Shach. That way at least you'll be covered with some other Shechiyanu Memanim Achutz. So that's the source what people have when the Ubim Ben Shlecht on Yantav Sheni Vashanu, the Ben Mekiddish, or the Baal Tekev, or the Shofar. So many people have a minig of having a new fruit or putting on a new garment or something like that. It's a big chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. This idea of a pre-chodosh. It's Rov Rishonim hold the whole thing is not true. And the Poskim write, if you can't find one, you make Shechiyanu anyway. But Moshe Feinstein writes that the whole thing doesn't even apply to Bizman. He says that our new fruits are a joke. New fruit means the fruit that was out of season. Today, yeah, all fruits are in season. You go to a fruit store, you can get any fruit from any season, any part of the world, at any time today. It's not really out of season, Bizman. So there's no great simcha. All of a sudden, I walk into the store and I see a plum. You get a plum whenever you want. I see a mango. You get a mango whenever you want. So the whole idea of a simcha of a new fruit is very, very shaky, Bizman. It doesn't bode well for Tu B'Shvat. But that's where Moshe passed it. So it's become a very, very strange thing. There was an article in the New York Times a couple of years ago about the new fruit of Rosh Hashanah. No, remember that article? A couple of years ago, there was a whole New York Times article about this phenomenon of looking for new fruit. These guys spend thousands of dollars. They go to these tropical islands to go find these new fruits. This guy spent $100 for a new fruit, $500 for a new fruit, just to fulfill the new fruit and for the new year. Everyone should follow with such a zeal. Such nonsense. Anyway, so it's a chumr b'yama, which probably doesn't even apply to this man. Anyway, we also do it in the Sobolovsky home, but you have to know the perspective of things. Fine. So we usually use the star fruit, because I don't really like star fruit, so we don't eat it the rest of the year. So we're shy. That's a new fruit. It's a joke, it's a new fruit. I could have gotten the store 6 months ago also. But then, since we use the star fruits, I also say, Yiratzon Shia, Sheniak Kech Veshemayim Lerov. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that if you want to make up your own Yiratzons, you can do that also. The Yiratzons are not written in stone, but everyone makes sense. If it fits into what you're reading, you can make it up. So I always say, every year the same thing. It's been going on for 20 years. We think someone would have caught on. Every year the same thing. I pick up the star fruit and I say, Yiratzon Shia, Kech Veshemayim. Everyone looks, where does it say that? Where is it? It's not on the Machs, it's not on my Machs. It's in no one's Machs, because I made it up myself. It's my Machs. So Blosky, ask all edition. Okay. Back to the story. So, that's what most of the poskim say, that the idea of taking new fruit doesn't make sense for Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni was never shy. Yantav Sheni kakti kuchachom to make Shechiyanu. That's a tashta sadavarim. That was just to answer Zach's question that took us till 11:45. Okay. Back to our story. So I don't even know where our story was. I don't remember anymore.
If you
want to
make a bracha after the
asiyah, okay. All right, there's a little digression, big digression. No problem, my pleasure. So we're back to yomtiv. So yomtiv to kishachianu, we have no hesitation making it both days. That was the tachanas achamim. It's one Shabbos chav gimel that we daven yomtiv, we daven for musaf, we tehalo, we do all the mekiddush twice, so we make shachianu twice. So we have no hesitation whatsoever. So came along the Rosh and presents a shayla machlekes that existed in the days of the Rishayim between was Rabbi Shlomo, right? Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Simcha, something, and Rabbi Shmuel Ivra, right? He quotes Shmuel Ivra. Ivra was a city in France, still a city in France. I think it's, I have no idea how to pronounce it, but it's a city, Uvrix or something. That's the French way of saying it. It still exists today. You can check on Google. It was a big Torah center. There was the Chach B'Ivra, the whole group of Tamidim, Balei Taisvus, who lived in Ivra. I told you about this. I was trying to Google how far it is from, how far it was from Ivra to from Taiza, because I was trying to figure out which Balei Taisvus lived near where. It turns out they were across the river or something. You can still Google it. You can Google for it. I'm just going to go ways it. You'll see. I'll take how long it takes to get from Ivra to Puntaiza. Okay. So, the Rosh quotes, there was a big machlek that broke out in the Gedalei Olam of the Balei Taisvus about the following shayla. A person makes a Shechiyanu when he shakes the lulav on the first day. right? Like Shechianu, when you shake the lulav on the first day. Even though midiri the gemara, you can really make it b'shas. See, it's a little bit of the Mordechai really said, we don't do this. So everyone makes it b'shas, it feels a little good. What about the second day? Should you make a second Shechianu on the second day? So some of the Rishayim said, yeah, you should make a Shechianu on the second day also. Why? Because the same way we make Shechianu on the second HaKiddush, it means that the Takanas HaChamim was, is that you have to, when it comes the second day of Yom Tov, you have to make believe the first day didn't exist. Make believe it was all a goof, it was all a mistake, it was all chol. That we've been one day behind. That was the Takanah, Mishum Zulzi Adushayni. Because if we don't do that, if we play the game and saying, oh, yesterday was the real day, so then it's going to turn up, you're going to do Malacha today. So we have to come to the second Yom and say, by golly, we made a terrible mistake, yesterday was the real Yom Tov. Today is the real Yom Tov. And Lachol Dini Atayra, we do mitzvah, we refrain from lach, we make brachas, we have musaf, and we say shechianu, right? Because yesterday shechianu wasn't Yom Tov. That's what some rishonim say. You have to make the same way you make a second shechianu by kiddush, make a second shechianu by lulav also.
Why are they not the same issue by Rosh Hashanah? We're worried that everyone's
going to
think it's a joke the next time,
the
first day when
we
come back.
No. If it be a joke, we let them do malacha. That was the problem. The concern was on Rosh Hashanah, if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to say the coast is clear, we're going to go back to work. That's going to be an unbelievable zilzal. The next year, no one's going to take this seriously. Here, we're telling people, what do you want from us? We don't know. We don't know.
We don't say a shechianu on the second day.
Wait. So some Bishop said, oh, you have to make shechianu. Why not? What's the difference between that and kiddush? Second, a kiddush we do. What's the difference? So the Rush quotes from other Bishayanim, from Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rabbi Simcha, whoever that was, who says no. Who says, you don't make shechianu on the second day. You know why? Even if the first day was chol, it's no worse than Shas Asiyas HaLulav. If I would have made it a week ago when I tied by Lulav, I would have been Yoytzei Shechianu. So why should yesterday be worse than the Shas Asiyas HaLulav? I'll tell you why it's worse than the Shas Asiyas HaLulav. You know why? Why is it worse? Because it's not Asiyah, nor is it Mitzvah. It means Allah Tzad that yesterday was the fake. Yesterday wasn't really Yom Tov. Igloy Milsi, yesterday was a joke. Yesterday was like Erev Yom Tov. So this is the Kudus of Achleikis. Because Kiddush, no, so Kiddush, you have to say from the Kiddush Tayyom. So if we have to play out that yesterday was Erev Yom Tov, then it turns out last night Shechianu was not appropriate. So we have to, we're forced, we have to say it a second time today.
We pushed off the
Shechianu to the Sukkot. Well, leave it so, I didn't say Sukkot. Leave out Sukkot. I'm comparing and contrasting Shechianu of Shavuos, right? So everyone's going to say Shechianu Sunday night, and they can say Shechianu again Monday night. And I have no problems with that. Because when it comes Monday night, I have to play the game that Sunday night was a fake. Otherwise, there's no one to show me anymore. But when it comes to Lulav, so some of the Rishonim say, good, play the game. Yesterday was a fake. Right? You jumped the gun a little bit. Offside. You went an illegal move into the backfield. You started Yom Tov before it was Yom Tov. So it wasn't Yom Tov. But still no worse than Shas Asiyah. So what's the first Rishonim's response? Of course it's worse for Shas Asiyah. Because it's not Asiyah. You didn't make the lulav in the morning. You didn't make it and you weren't Yetzeh. Those nishtah nishtah here. So that machlek is the Gedalia Rishonim go. Mr. Alt already knows what we've been doing for the last 800 years. But back in France, back in Ivron, and they were fighting about this in Ivron. This was the big hot issue of the day in France in the 1200s. You make a Shechianu on the second day of lulav in Chutz Laretz. I'll speak at the end. Or do I say no? It's covered by the Shas Asiyah, but this is not really Shas Asiyah. So the Rosh has almost a pshara. The Rosh says it could be that you really need either Shas Asiyah or Shas Mitzvah, but you don't need successful Shas Mitzvah. You need effort. It means if you made the Shechianu when you thought it was the mitzvah, you thought it was Yom Tov Rishon. So you followed what it said in the Machzor and said Shechianu. Okay. That Shechianu will let you live with, even though we glory Milsa that we have to play the game that it was a fake. But if a guy decides, let's say, he ties his lulav on some Gedalia, and then Matzoh Yom Kippur, he decides to make Shechianu. So says the Rosh, it could be that Shechianu is talking about. That's Nishnasi and Nishmitzvah. When we say that's the Yivishas Mitzvah, it could be, it doesn't have to be Vishas Mitzvah, Mamish. It has to have some Shaychas to the Mitzvah. You can't make a Shechianu stam in the middle of the Veltaran. Oh, no, we're going to get Baruch Hu, here I am, Shechianu Kibar V'yom Zvazah. Thank you very much. Shechianu has to be tied to the Mitzvah. How is it tied to the Mitzvah? Either Vishas Asiyah is the Mitzvah, or Vishas Kiyum HaMitzvah, or Vishas attempted Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Rosh says, if you would make Shechianu stam between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so 2 days after Yom Kippur, 2 days before Sukkot, nishtasi and nish mitzvah, so that Shechianu probably wouldn't cover you, very possibly wouldn't cover you on the lulav. But the Shechianu that he said on the first day, even though Igloy, Milsa, Mafreya were playing the game that it was a nothing, but mid the effort lo naft, nafka, was still an attempted mitzvah. That's the Rosh's Pshar.
Where does that go? That seems ridiculous. It's like, what if I... Ridiculous. I do it a week early, I forgot a month early, and I tried doing the mitzvah.
No, there's a big, big difference. I mean, here, the idea is, why does Shechianu? Shechianu has to be Bitsuraf to something. It's got to be Bitsuraf to the lulav. So when the halacha requires of you to take this lulav, even though Lamaisi Gloy Milsa that it was a sham. But I did what I was supposed to. So that Shechianu is Bitsuraf to what I'm supposed to do. So that's okay. That's better svar than having a Shechianu stuck in the middle of nowhere. So you're not mechuyev to the Rosh's Pshar. There are three possibilities. Some Rishonim say it's either or. It's got to be asiya or kiyum mitzvah, nothing more, nothing less. Other Rishonim say it's a window of opportunity from asiya and forward. And the Rosh says somewhere in the middle. It's got to be either or, but the or doesn't have to be a perfect or. It could be an attempted or also. It's three possibilities. Again, everyone, the different sheets of Rishonim.
Can you say that by general
Hilvos
Brachos, that even if it was Megal Milsa, that you're... any mitzvah was
puzzled
at the moment, you wouldn't have to say a
breakfast
mitzvah again?
I don't know. There's like a ritual. Let's say a guy washes the tilsidayim, he makes a bracha, he washes the tilsidayim, and then he decides the last minute he's not going to eat. At the time that he washed, he was MS, he was planning on eating, and it turns out not. So the ritual says, it's not a bracha at all. You made a shir kiddushan, a mitzvah, you said about tilsidayim. You did a mitzvah chazal, and then something happened. It's not exactly the same. I had this shot a couple of weeks ago. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I hadn't eaten supper yet. I come home, and I had mamash. It was like Thursday night, so one of those pizza calzone nights or something. So it was mamash 10 o'clock at night. I washed, ran out to the dime. I took a first bite of the calzone. My phone rang, and the words you don't want to hear is that. Are you still coming to the meeting? I totally forgot about it. Completely have forgotten about that. And it's supposed to be a 10 o'clock meeting. So I said, oh, yeah, of course. I'm just running a couple of minutes late. So then I have my latest Asafi Gwasha Edi Kazayas. Now I felt very bad because I was holding up a bunch of people. So I just put the calzone down, went to the meeting, and figured out. I came back 2 hours later, had to wash again. So I just thought about that ritual. So Glenn Milsa, at the time that I washed, I was having in mind to eat the calzone. I should have made Mizayas and Kelsa. That would have for sure been a bracha.
Of course, you're told there's no shadow about the hamapil, whether it's a bracha or not, so you had intention that you're going to go to sleep.
Nah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, back to the story. So three-way machlekes and rishas. So this machlekes that's actually started in lulav now comes back to us in Ucha Sukkah again. How does it come back to Ucha Sukkah? So Sukkah is a really, really tricky one. It's a huge complexity. It's the Shechianu and Sukkah for the following reason. Even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah Sukkah, let's say, you're in England, it's raining for 350 days a year, so no one's eating the Sukkah. No one's getting anywhere near a Sukkah. Your guy's sick and he's not eating the Sukkah. But it's still Yontif, so he still makes Shechianu with Kiddush. He makes Shechianu because it's Yontif. No different than Shavuos. Once we who follow the minig of Rav Kahana, and the Mordechai said, we all make Shechianu b'shas ha'shishivu b'sukkah, our Shechianu actually kills two birds with one stone. We knock off the Shechianu of Yontif together with the Shechianu of the mitzvah sukkah. L'chora, in the olden days, a guy made a Shechianu when he built a sukkah, and then he made another one on Yontif, because Yontif l'chora and mitzvah, that's the l'chora, I say that. That may change that in a moment. So Bizman is there, the way I'm meaning is we make a Shechianu and an of both. But now the question becomes as follows. The second night of Yontif in Chutzlah, we're also going to make Shechianu. There's no question we're going to make Shechianu the second night. Why? It's like any other Yontif Shein. Of course we'll make Shechianu. Is that second Shechianu also going back on Sukkah or not? What do you think about that? We have no idea what the Nafamin is, but what do you think conceptually? It depends on these three Shitas. If you hold, like those who show will say, it's got to be either asiya or absolute, formal, official kiyum mitzvah, nothing more, nothing less. So then part of the game in the second night Sukkot is to say that, by golly, last night was a little bit too early, last night wasn't good. So our Shechianu that we repeat on the second night is the same as the first tithes. It's going both on Sukkah and on the Yom Tov. But if you either believe that there's a window and any time is good, or if you believe, like the Rosh, that you can get if effort and you try to do what you're supposed to do, that's also good. So Gloy Milsa, that the Shechianu of the second night is not really a Sukkah Tikkun Shechianu. Right? It's a Yom Tov Tikkun Shechianu. I don't mean Sukkah. I mean, it's not a Sukkah Shechianu, it's a Yom Tov Tikkun Shechianu. Because the Sukkah part, the mitzvah Sukkah, you were Yaitzi, right, last night. Either because it's within the window of a Siyat Tuya Shiva, or it's at least attempted to Shiva is good enough. So what's the difference? I'm making it anyway. Oh, what's the difference? A famous machlokes is Rishayim. Whether you flip the order or not. So the Gemara says the enemy said a Sukkah that we paskin when you make a Shechianu on Sukkah, if you're reading in the Sukkah and you make a Shechianu, so that Shechianu is said after everything. That means you make Kiddush, then you make Leishiv Sukkah, and then you make Shechianu afterwards. So come a group of Rishayim and say, that makes a lot of sense on the first night of Sukkot. You know why? Because that Shechianu is relating both to the Yom Tov and to the Mitzvah of Sukkot. So, like you always do, you always make the Birchas Mitzvah first, like you make Lishmo Kol Shofar, then make Shechianu. Make Lahalik Nei Shulchanuk, and then make Shechianu. Amikra Megillah the Shechianu. So you do all the Mitzvahs you're supposed to do, you make all the Birchas you're supposed to do, you make Kiddush, you make Lishmo Kol Shofar, and then Shechianu wraps it all up. But, wait a second, on the second night, the Shechianu has what? Has nothing to do with what? The Leishiv Sukkah, according to half the Rishayim, two thirds of the Rishayim. The Shechianu is only relating to the Yom Tov. So it makes much more sense to stick the Shechianu right after the Yom Tov, which is the Kiddush, rather than to save it at the end for after Leishiv Sukkah. So half the Rishayim, switch the order, flip the order. The Gemara says you do it one way, but the Rishayim say, yeah, the Gemara was talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Or in the first night, you chutzlash, but when you come to the second night, then you have to flip the order. So that's the source for the flipping of the order.
Why is it so bad to say, even if that's true, why so bad?
Oh, so what's so bad? So l'chori, you're making an unnecessary hesed with the Leishiv Sukkah sitting and drinking the wine. We don't like to do that. Right? We'd like to try to keep the Leishiv Sukkah as close as possible to the actual experience in the Sukkah. But the first night, you have no choice. It's like the Shmocho Shofar Sval B'Shechianu. But here you have not only a choice, it's more mistabed than the other way. So other Rishon said, no, you have to keep the order the same. You know why? Because the Shechianu of tonight is right. It's also on the Sukkah. Because you weren't Yetzi last night. Because last night was Nishas Asiyah, Nishas Mitzvah. So the same Achleikis to Rishonim by Lulav carries over to Sukkah as well. So how do we pasken in Halacha? So we pasken in Halacha that we do not repeat the Shechianu on the Lulav. So we also, most of us are nayeg that to flip the order. It's the same, it's almost the same Shaila.
You also flip the order on Shofar.
Oh, so you tell me, why not only not flip the order, we say Shechianu. Why do we say Shechianu on the second day Shofar? Because there's no Asiyas HaShofar. Right? There is no Asiyas HaShofar. So you can't make a Shechianu. Shofar was made 50 years ago. There is no Asiyas HaShofar. I mean, I'm not sure you'll be able to make a Shechianu on Asiyas HaShofar. So that's where Aminig became. But it becomes important to fine-tune the following. Why do we do what we do? Do we do what we do because we really believe in that window svara, that any time in between is okay? Or do we do what we do because we believe in the Rosh svara? My nefkamino. Let's say a guy didn't eat in the sukkah the first night. The guy was sick. The guy was in the hospital. He didn't eat in the sukkah the first night. So now, now he's in the sukkah the second night. Should he flip the order or not? So now it depends. If you accept the window svara, so then you should also flip the order. If it was yotze shechir, it's no worse than shas asiyah. But if you hold that, no, we don't accept the window svara. We accept the rosh svara, that ifa effort, then there was no ifa effort there. So that's the least common example. What's the more common example? It's raining. And the guy's eating in the sukkah in the rain on the first night because the Ramah said, Nebuch Sam Hashem, so you have to eat in the sukkah even in the rain. So he's making kiddush and eating his kazai is chal in the rain. He's going to make Shechianu. Why is he going to make Shechianu? Because it's no worse than Yom Tov. But now the question is that Shechianu count for sukkah? So according to half the Rishonim, including the Shulchan Aruch, he's not even yotzei sukkah now. It's a nothing. I'm not even trying to call that an E for effort, according to those who it's nothing, it's zero. So that becomes a big, big pickle. it becomes a huge, huge problem. So that's gonna cause tzaras for the Shekhianim. So that's part of the reason why the Ramah likes the waiting on the first Adar Sukkot. A lot of people didn't like the waiting. Well, some people can say you wait a little bit. Mishabur quotes Achvarim say you should wait a little bit. Ramah doesn't quote it. Some Achvarim say you should wait because they don't know how to handle that Shekhianim. Because if you're sitting in the Sukkah, we can't let you eat the Kiddush in the house because you have to eat something in the Sukkah. The Yaitz in the Shittus that say you have to. To let you go without a Shekhianu on the Sukkah is going to throw havoc later. So that was part of the problem. Because according to some poskim, if it's raining the first night and your Shekhianu is not really chal on the Sukkah, then tomorrow morning you have to make Shekhianu. Because that's the first time you've been here to Sukkah. So that throws a whole curveball into the Shekhianu picture. If you go with the route that it's in the window is the window, so you're in the window. So that's part of this side. There's one less tikkun. We'll talk to Rosh Hashanah 12. Okay, so we'll finish it. One second. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Let's say a guy divvied that says in Chazal. Like the day's Chazal. They made Shekhianu b'shas asiyas ha-sukkah. Do you make Shekhianu when you make Kiddush? Of course you do, right? It's Yom Tov, right? So Tosfos writes, no. It's not necessarily. The Lashna Brisa doesn't tell you how. Oysa sukkah mevarech, nichnas leisha ba'omer, leisha mesukkah. So Tosfos writes, nichnas leisha, you don't make shechin. You were yaitzeh already. How are you yaitzeh? Because shechiyanu v'kibaru on the sukkah season. So even though it's not yontif yet, if you make a shechin on one of the mitzvahs hayoim, that covers you even from the shechiyanu of your regel. So the Ritva says, what? The Ritva says, of course you have to make shechiyanu on the yontif.
We make shechiyanu on the kiddush, we don't make it when we make a motzi.
No. That Shekhianu by Kiddush is going on that on Matzah. But here, no, but here it's the other way around. I made a Shekhianu on the mitzvah 4 days before. So can a Siyas ha mitzvah done pre-Yomtiv, exempted from Yomtiv to Shekhianu? So that's Machlokes Taisus and the Ritva. For us, it's not relevant because we don't make the Shekhianu b'shas asiyah. But that's a fascinating Shekhianu. So if you put two and two together, you come with the following rather strange conclusion. Let's say you really hold that a mitzvah dikah shechianu can exempt you from the regel dikah shechianu. Let's say an aniach like that. And you hold on the first night of Sukkot, you really yelp to the mitzvah dikah shechianu, either because it's the window or because of the ifa effort. So I have a question about which shechianu now. The second night of Sukkot. We said, of course you make shechianu the second night. It's like yontif. Why is it any different than any other yontif? It's just a question whether before or after the leishiv. According to those who share and say that a mitzvah dikah shechianu patters you from the yontif dikah shechianu, when I made the first night, I was yet, it's no worse than shas asiyas asukah, that should exempt me from making shechianu the second night for yontif. Nobody says that. So the answer is you can't hold both of these things. That's like an impossible. You can't say that you were yet to the first night and then that first night is going to patter you from the yontif. Somehow that's the absurdity argument. You're going to end up in a place where you don't want to be. So you have a lot of interesting things about the notion of Shekhianu. I was going to say a little more in terms of Hashkaf, a little bit about Shekhianu, but we have to wait till after Shavuos. It was about Shavuos, but we'll have to wait till after Shavuos. Okay. I don't want to interfere with Rabbi Shekhianu.
Is anyone going to Rabbi Shekhianu?
No, he's going to Rabbi Shekhianu. I'm going to rush to this last rush also, but okay. I think the guys have finals tomorrow. Mr. Dolz, you don't have finals tomorrow. Okay. So by say, we were learning the Sugya of Shekhianu. So there were two themes that emanated from the Sugya of Shekhianu. Some Mishnah put the emphasis on the notion of Simcha, and other Mishnah put the emphasis on the idea of Davar Bama's Mama's Man. I mean, something that's not frequent, that was a Rama's Lashon. It's Eino Matzah, it's not something that you have all the time. Something it's Mechudesh, something fresh. So it could be that these two themes are not that different from one another. Kuleyavu lepligi, that the real mechayev of Shekhianu is the notion of simcha. Person excited, Shekhianu v'kimanu baruch Hashem. It's excited. Tosfos is looking for, Tosfos Baal Mor looking almost like for some quality of any given mitzvah that gives it that dimension of simcha. And the Rambam is saying that when something is a bom, it's mom, when something is ain't a motzi, that good for simcha. It's exciting. You reach a milestone. Something different, something new, something fresh. Something I haven't done in a year. I haven't done in a long time. That goof is a din of simchus. It's not the machlokes stars in the Rambam is so radically different from one another. They're both going with the guidelines and parameters of simchus. Just different ways of measuring, different parameters we're using to measure simchus. So the phrase, the bracha is lasman hazeh. So the Gemara has a comment in Masechet Shabbos about the word hazeh, v'yayim hazeh bo mi bar Sinai. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, when it has a whole machlokes around the calculations, where the Torah was given in Vav, but given in Sivan, a whole complicated sugya. The Gemara says that kulei amalei pligi, that they arrived at Har Sinai in Rosh Chodesh. That wasn't part of the machlokes. Machlokes is this: was there an extra day, two extra, another day? Moshe ben Hoysev Yemecha, whatever. Was the original mantra supposed to be Vav? That's the detail. But Kulayam Lepligi, they came to Har Sinai and Rish Chodesh. Is that just a statement of historical fact, or is there some significance to that? Was it important that Klai Yisrael come to Har Sinai, Dafka, and Rish Chodesh? So the Chayyim, it wasn't just coincidental. There was a major lesson. The coming to Har Sinai itself was very significant. The Torah goes out of its way to tell you the day they arrived in Har Sinai. Everyone knows all the drushes from the Haggadah. You look at Kavanah from Har Sinai, less than the Torah. There was something special about Har Sinai. What was it about Har Sinai? Give drushes what it was. But clearly, the arrival at Har Sinai was the introduction to Kabbalah Torah. There's no question that something was type, something was chas, something was significant. The fact that Tavdunas Lakim Alahar Hazeh, that they arrived in this Makom Kaddish. And that had to happen dafka in Rish Chodesh. Why? Of course, Rish Chodesh carries with it that message of Lazman Hazeh. It's Yischachus, Kishmai Kenu, something new, something fresh. It's a new moon. It wasn't the same moon. The moon disappeared for a little while. The moon, now all of a sudden, the moon's coming back. It's fresh, it's excitement, it's newness. The Torah is setting the stage for how a person has to be Mekabel Torah. If you're Mekabel Torah, not mitach Yischachus, missing the boat. Because as a din, Hayyam al Navavecha, the different Torah have to be Chol Yom Yubeneki Chadoshim. The Chol Yom Yubeneki Ligatam Har Sinai today. Every day is Rish Chodesh. Every day is new. Every day is fresh. Why is that so critical? Because we've quoted in the past the famous Hakdama from Egle Tal. Egle Tal is Hakdama. Right, that the simcha that a person experiences b'shas limud haTorah is not just external to the mitzvah. That is part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is l'sa'anik b'divrei Torah. In the bracha of Birch Tzatayim, we say v'harav Hashem l'keinu. A person learns, so the tainuk that he experiences during learning is not something which is just the idish limud. That is gufa, part of the mitzvah. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. So particularly when it comes to limud haTorah, it has to be mitoch simcha. How does something come mitoch simcha? Mitoch eschachos. Person has to really psych themselves up, really, really get themselves thinking all the time about the newness and the freshness. And the greatest challenge is Chazal said, to be able to take the Divrei Torah that a quote unquote old Divrei Torah that I heard this year, I read this times already. And to see new, to see a new chachas, to see a freshness in every word of Torah. So it's Ramesh triple. If a person just, you got them itself, a person looks for this chachas in Torah, you'll find it. You can learn the same sugya 20 times over, and there's something new, there's a new kunz, there's a new something. Also, the good news is we forgot half what we learned last time, so for many people it's really, really tough and new. So this chachas in Limud Torah is the vehicle that will enable us to reach the simcha Limud Torah. So it's critical in order to experience the simcha sayyim of Yom Tif. You have to come to Har Sinai on Yom Hazeh Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh sets the stage, creates the model of how you approach a life of Torah and Mitzvah. So, hope everyone in Mitzvah Shem has a tremendous Yad Dishmaya in reaching these heights of Limud Torah, and Shemesh Mitzvah, and Kabbalah Torah over the next couple of days. And Baruch Hashem, we've had such Gevaldiga, Limud together this year, and I think Leah and her are beyond their wildest dreams in terms of the Simchas HaTorah and the Schachas HaTorah and just the Gishmak of learning together as a Chavura this year, which hopefully Hashem will continue for the next couple of weeks as we plow through a little bit more, a couple more Berachos HaMitzvah sugyos coming up, and then we skipped the most we ever skipped. Well, in Daftes, we could say we learned 9 blot this year. So hopefully, Hashem, we have a lot of exciting sugyas coming up in Daftes also. So Hashem, those are going to join us. We're looking forward to having all of you. Okay, good. Hashem, have luck in your finals, and let's see everyone back at some point after Shavuot. I don't know when, but we'll